A little toned poem, a little piece by John Philip Sousa, Chariot Race, from 1890, and was probably written in response to the great popularity of the time, Lew Wallace's best-selling American novel, Ben-Hur. In fact, that was on the best-selling list in the United States until it was knocked off in 1936 by Margaret Mitchell's Gone with the Wind. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas. And most of our support, especially last week, thank you so very much, for classical music here on KPR, comes from Lovegrass Music Festival, a nonprofit music festival at Lake Wilson near Lucas, Kansas, featuring national bluegrass talent and a family-friendly atmosphere. Open to the public August 8th through the 10th. More at lovegrassmusicfestival.com. We have two concertos this hour. Just a little bit past 9:30, we'll hear Mozart's third violin concerto with Joshua Bell. But here's an oboe concerto with oboist Anthony Camden on Kansas Public Radio. Anthony Camden, oboist with the London Virtuosi, for an oboe concerto from Opus 7, the last one, Tommaso Albinoni on Kansas Public Radio. Next hour, we'll hear music from Thursday night at the Sunflower Music Festival. The Blanche Bryden student concert had an excellent performance of the Maurice Ravel string quartet. Very spirited, we'll hear that. And in the 11 o'clock hour, listen for Beethoven's First Symphony, also recorded just last week at the festival. And speaking of last week, thank you so much for contributing to help us raise $25,000 in just about 3 days or so. A group of generous listeners got together, and while they had heard about our financial trouble, we weren't able to end the fiscal year on Friday in good standing. And they said, well, together we can come up with $25,000, but we don't want to just hand it to you. Let's see you raise that. And thanks to you for contributing last week, we did it on Friday. So now we have $50,000. Thank you to you so very much. And now it's July 1st, and we're standing pat. Jeff Watson's in, as usual, with more classics this afternoon. Debussy's Petite Suite, piano melodies by Fanny Mendelssohn, and a few other surprises during classical music from noon to 3 on KPR. Before we hear the Canadian Brass play their version of Handel's Royal Fireworks music, let's take a peek at the weather. It's supposed to keep raining until noon, and some of the rainfall could be heavy, and there are flood advisories everywhere. The streets of Lawrence are beginning to fill up. So now until 10:45 this morning, there's a flood advisory for Lawrence. And tomorrow it should be awfully hot with a high in the upper 90s. But for today, with all this rain, and it should just be about 84 for this afternoon. This is KPR. The Canadian Brass, their version of Handel's music for the Royal Fireworks. Next, we'll hear Josh Bell solo in Mozart's third violin concerto. And we have a gorgeous piece by Frédéric Chopin right after the 10 o'clock news. Also, a recording from Thursday night and from the first line of the Sunflower Music Festival. And at about 10:40, Aaron Copland's clarinet concerto. Good morning. It's about 33 minutes into our 9 o'clock hour. In the just updated forecast, it's now a 90% chance for showers and thunderstorms, mainly before noon. High of 84, tonight's low 77, and tomorrow 30% chance for rain with a high of 97 expected. So if we do have some rain tomorrow, it should be after 4 o'clock. Here's Josh Bell with the English Chamber Orchestra now for some Mozart on Kansas Public Radio. Thank you. Joshua Bell, putting his own personal stamp on Mozart's third violin concerto. That was Peter Mock and the English Chamber Orchestra with Joshua Bell. We have another concerto coming up. Next hour, Aaron Copland's Clarinet Concerto. And before that, we'll hear music from Sunflower Music Festival, Ravel's String Quartet in F, and a lovely piece by Frédéric Chopin coming up in just a few minutes right after the news and right here on KPR.
When you listen to Morning Edition, we don't just immersive reporting and storytelling weekdays on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning for the next Morning Edition from NPR here on KPR. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. There is a flood advisory in effect for about the next 45 minutes for Douglas, Jefferson, and Shawnee counties, including the cities of Lawrence and Topeka. So if you're familiar with your area, you know the places where there is flooding in low-lying and poor drainage areas and rising in small streams and ponding of water on roads. And if you're not from here, just take our word for it. Don't drive through a puddle. It's 10:01. More music in just 3 minutes on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, stock prices are mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down about 30 points at 39,089. The NASDAQ is up 14 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Sony Pictures Classics, presenting Daddy-O, starring Dakota Johnson and Sean Penn. A woman and a cabbie connect and engage in intimate and mysterious conversations during a taxi ride, now playing only in theaters. And support for today's programming in part comes from our Directors Club member, the Dickinson family, the William Dickinson family, especially in honor and memory of Betty Landry Dickinson. And in her honor, here is a piece played by Arthur Rubinstein now on Kansas Public Radio. It's the Nocturne in B Major from Opus 9 by Frédéric Chopin on KPR. That piece was chosen in memory of music lover Betty Landry Dickinson from the Dickinson family. Here on KPR, it was Frédéric Chopin's Nocturne in B Major. Arthur Rubinstein at the piano for that Opus 9 Chopin Nocturne here on KPR. On a day where it seems like the right time for a nocturne, big gray clouds full of rain, really darkening the sky today. We have a 90% chance of the rain continuing until at least noon, and the high today should be about 84, and it will be terribly hot tomorrow with the high of about 97 expected. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio also comes from Grace Cathedral in Topeka, celebrating Independence Day, with an hour-long community worship service Thursday at 10 a.m., featuring patriotic music by handbell choir, mass choir of singers, and a brass quintet. Details at gracecathedraltopeka.org. Here's a recording of the Maurice Ravel String Quartet in F Major by four members of the Blanche Bryden Institute, which is talented young people that get to study with professional musicians at the Sunflower Music Festival. Cody Conley, Karen Hoppo, Alexander Stern, and Christopher von Hoff, now in this performance that we recorded last week at the Sunflower Music Festival. These young people now playing the Ravel String Quartet on KPR. There's a great performance by some young people playing at the Blanche Bryden Institute of the Sunflower Music Festival in concert just last Thursday evening in Topeka. We heard violinists Cody Conley and Karen Hoppo, violist Alexander Stern, and Christopher von Hoff, cellist, in the Ravel String Quartet in F Major. Good morning. Next on Kansas Public Radio, piece that starts out with a beautiful duet between the harp and the clarinet with Richard Stoltzman, clarinetist in the London Symphony Orchestra. Here's Aaron Copland's Clarinet Concerto on KPR. That's the Aaron Copland Clarinet Concerto, a commission from Benny Goodman. Here it was played by Richard Stoltzman with the London Symphony Orchestra on KPR.
This year, voters in over 60 countries itself. I'm Scott Detrow. Hear more on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us at 3 o'clock for All Things Considered from NPR here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music this morning on KPR comes from the Lovegrass Music Festival, a nonprofit music festival at Lake Wilson near Lucas, Kansas, featuring national bluegrass talent and a family-friendly atmosphere, open to the public August 8th through the 10th. More at lovegrassmusicfestival.com. And from Grace Cathedral in Topeka, celebrating Independence Day with an hour-long community worship service Thursday at 10 a.m., featuring patriotic music by the Handbell Choir, a mass choir of singers, and a brass quintet. Details at gracecathedraltopeka.org. We're on KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olesburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute.
Live from NPR News in
the French economy. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
U.S. stocks are mixed with the NASDAQ up 72 points. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Schwab, with Schwab investing themes like artificial intelligence, renewable energy, or pet passion. Over 40 themes to invest in. Learn more at schwab.com. Good morning. This is KPR. Kansas Public Radio. KPR recording of July from the Garden Suite by David Olin Baird with Kansas City musicians Shannon Finney, flute, and Robert Farrago, piano, here on KPR. And next, we'll hear July by Michael Torkey for saxophone quartet. Also, Beethoven's First Symphony from the Sunflower Music Festival and the famous Dance of the Hours. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, and thank you so much for supporting us last week. We were successful. We raised $25,000 in just a few days, and then we were able to procure the $25,000 promised us by a group of generous donors who said, well, if you can raise $25,000, we'll give you $25,000. So it's the first day of the new fiscal year, and the ink is black. Otherwise, we have a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before noon. And as far as the weather goes, there's a flood warning in effect until 1 o'clock this afternoon. That means there is flooding. And just in Lawrence alone, the police are requesting barricades for Crestline and Bob Billings or 15th Street. There are two vehicles stranded there, and people are still trying to drive through. Just all kinds of places in Lawrence, intersections, some surprising, some usual, but they're flooded and you just can't go through them. So it's not worth it to go through and get stalled or possibly hurt. So wherever you're going, as long as there's a flood warning in effect, just call them and tell them you can't make it, that you can't get through. So there are places, 31st in Iowa, right by Aldi, 27th in Iowa, all sorts of places. Too many to mention. Just don't try to go through it. It's not worth the risk. Here is July by Michael Torkey on KPR. That was July by Michael Torkey, played by the Apollo Saxophone Quartet. Next, we'll hear a recording from last week's Sunflower Music Festival. And thanks to you so much for last week for supporting Kansas Public Radio. We met our goal, and we're standing pat for the first day of the new fiscal year at KU and for Kansas Public Radio. Also, this hour, we'll hear the Dance of the Hours. And support also for classical music comes from the Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 in the morning. Information at greenladylounge.com. And from Grace Cathedral in Topeka, celebrating Independence Day with an hour-long community worship service Thursday at 10 a.m., featuring patriotic music by the Handbell Choir, a massed choir of singers, and a brass quintet. Details at gracecathedraltopeka.org. All kinds of flash flooding and flood warnings. Just don't go out or try to drive through anything. There's flooding everywhere. Just imagine any place that gets a bit soggy and it's overwhelmed. In some places, bridges are even covered and can't be seen. So it's a pretty serious situation as far as trying to get out and about, and there are lots of cars stalled. So don't let your car be the next one. Here is Beethoven's First Symphony. Anthony Walker and the Sunflower Music Festival Chamber Orchestra from this summer, 2024, here on KPR. From June 26th, just a few nights ago, our engineer Chuck Smith was there to record the Sunflower Music Festival with Anthony Walker directing. That was Beethoven's First Symphony here on Kansas Public Radio. There's a flood warning until 1 o'clock this afternoon. That means it is flooding just about everywhere. Just tell them you can't make it. You can't get through. There's just too much flooding around. And we have a heat advisory in effect tomorrow when it should be 97 degrees. Well, next on KPR, let's listen to The Dance of the Hours, music by Ponchielli on KPR. From Act 3 of the opera La Gioconda, The Dance of the Hours by Amilcare Ponchielli. And around in the listening area, there have been reports of about 2 inches per hour and some rain gauges measuring between 4.5 and 5.5 inches of water. We still have, probably our rain should be ending about now. For Lawrence, tonight's low 77, and tomorrow, well, it'll feel like it's about 110 degrees, and it could rain. Should be windy at least tomorrow, 30% chance of rain tomorrow. Tuesday night, an 80% chance of more rain. Wednesday, a 50% chance. And it looks like for the night before Independence Day, 80% chance of rain, and the 4th itself, a 40% chance of showers. Otherwise, the 4th should be mostly sunny with a high near 89. We're on KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. They all make up KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington.